I'm Jocelyn.
And I'm Melissa.
Are you ready for the best podcast ever?
Straight cash, homie. Totally endorse the Infield Singles podcast.
I'm honored to be in Brock amongst probably the coolest crew at Cedarville.
You know, just know that this is the best podcast and the best quality podcast.
Welcome back to the Infield Singles Podcast. This is episode 4. Michael Connor joined with me as usual. It's Chase Gruitt, Spencer Urban, and Tad McKenna. Anything you guys want to say to the folks before we get started?
How's it going? Peeps?
I think the peeps are probably doing pretty well. So we have quite the treat for you folks at home this week. We had Alyssa Myfair and Jocelyn Corpel of your Cedarville Yellow Jackets women's soccer team. It was a fun discussion. We talked about their missions trip they went on this summer. Talked a little bit about their upcoming season. Tad shared a story of meeting up with Jocelyn. Not really planned, but meeting up with Jocelyn in Washington, D.C. I think it was a pretty solid interview overall. What do you guys think?
It was good. It was good to have them on.
Yeah, it's our first two women, so nice to see that we're branching out. First two women on the podcast, nice to see we're branching out a little bit. Yikes, weird choice.
Yeah, it was the first two women we ever talked to.
Oh, well, we've also received a bit of feedback for our last three episodes that the banter has kind of sucked, for lack of a better term. I don't know if we necessarily agree with it, but there it is.
I mean, it'll get better as we go along.
Yeah, we're learning, but the interviews have gotten...
It's also from Josh's girlfriend, who takes him away from everything we have ever been part of.
Yeah, you'll notice, or you probably noticed, that Josh is not here. He's
again
with Miss Sizer, which is okay, I guess. But yeah, well, I guess we'll try and limit the banter, I suppose. I don't know.
I pay more than my share of the rent now, so... Kind of upset about that.
Yeah, Josh is Spencer's roommate, and it's basically Spencer's room these days.
I have to take care of the plants.
Just gotta feed
the fish.
Clean
the room?
Oh, yeah. Should we bring up Willie?
Oh, yeah. Cue the sad music. We had a recent loss in the hall. Our very own William Fisterbottom, the Destroyer, passed away at the ripe old age of... How old was he, Chase?
10 months.
He's 10 months old. He's a goldfish. I should have said that right away, but he's gone but not forgotten. It was real tragic. We were out watching fireworks and came back, and I was thinking, all right, I got to clean Willie's bowl, but no need anymore. He's gone on to the big fish bowl in the sky.
And then he sat in the bathroom.
Yeah, and then he sat in the bathroom for a week and a half. The janitorial staff said, remove him ASAP. It smells bad, and I think Tad left a note, or someone left a note, said, well, plug his nose then.
I can still smell him.
Yeah. Sometimes when I think hard enough, I can still smell him, too. But he had a little ornament on his bowl. I now have that hanging over my desk. It's a nice little memory. He touched all of our lives, and we'll miss him greatly. But,
We gotta pick up the mood.
We gotta pick up the mood a little bit, so...
Funny story about goldfish. So, when I was young, my parents got me a goldfish. And I was really big into Batman at the time. Like, I was kind of obsessed, borderline stalked Batman. It's kind of hard to do, but I succeeded. and so I named my first fish Batman. And there's two fish. So one, the partner in crime had to be Robin. So it was Batman and Robin. Well, you know, goldfish don't last that long. That's why I was surprised Willie lasted so long. Because they kept dying, but I kept naming them Batman, so I had about 4 or 5 fish named Batman. So that's the story. There wasn't much else to that. But, yeah, I had Batman shirts. I mean, who's not obsessed with superheroes when they're young?
So far this week for the weather, it rained this weekend for about 3 days and was 65, 68 degrees. Most people would say it was dreary. I thought it was fantastic.
Why?
Oh, it wasn't hot anymore. It felt so good outside. I could walk around with a backpack on my back without having sweat lines all the way down.
How do you feel about having to wear pants to class?
I'm very much against wearing pants to class, but it is our job to follow the rules, and I really hate, I hate myself for saying that, but yeah, we gotta follow the rules, so we wear pants to class.
Not necessarily all of us.
Not all of us, not all the time.
What does that mean, Spencer?
So, me and one of the guys in our hall,
shout out to David.
David Sikonis, he's a serious businessman, if anyone's looking to make connections business-wise. We've been wearing shorts to a marketing class that we have for pretty much every class so far, and you know, not a problem. It's like 3 o'clock class. Our professor doesn't care, and so I go and sit down, and this guy in front of me, he turns around and introduces himself, and I knew him because I had met him at this pool party. We played spike ball before, so I was kind of confused why he was introducing himself again. And he goes, "Hey man, listen, I don't know if you know this, but you're not supposed to wear shorts to class." And I was like, "Oh yeah, I know." And he's like, "Well, I'm going to have to give you a personal caution." And for those of you that don't know, personal caution is like, what would you compare it to?
It's like a demerit.
Yeah, a demerit.
Oh no, demerit, you lose money. Personal caution is a warning. Yeah, you can.
Have you ever been to West Point? I mean, neither have I, but...
No, I just remember... Back in the day, my cousin was here. Whenever she got a demerit, she had to pay a fine.
Oh, that was like a legit thing?
Yeah.
Oh.
Back in the early 2010s.
2010s?
That was,
yeah,
like
they had
8
demerits?
Years ago.
Yeah, it was 8 years ago. She went to...
It acted like it's back in Nam.
No. Well, I said cousin, not mom.
Okay.
Mom had to wear skirts.
How's this for banter?
Yeah, take that, Ellie.
Yeah.
All right, continue, Spencer.
Let's keep it going. Oh, so anyways. So then David walks in, and then he does the whole routine and says it again. And David said, "Well, isn't that the teacher's call?" And this one girl, she turns around, and she's like, "Well, actually, the teacher can only talk about, or can complain about hats." And David just completely ignores her and asks him again. He says, "Isn't that the teacher's call?" And he's like, "Well, you can email him." But so, I mean, that was my first. That was kind of interesting. But I mean,
as a former RA, I can say that I was told the classroom is the teacher's domain and don't meddle in PC business in the classroom.
So Spencer, you're pretty much a bad boy now, huh?
I am, and I hear chicks dig the bad boys. So, so I'm gonna keep that going up. I'm wearing shorts again, just to let you know.
There we go.
I'm gonna keep wearing shorts until he's fine. And I'll take that up with D. White.
Dr. D. White.
Yeah, Dr. D. White, sorry. But, yeah, that's what happened this week. Oh, also, I'm just gonna keep
you keep rolling.
So I'm sitting in the stall the other day.
Oh, jeez.
And,
stall talk.
Yeah, stall talk was expensive.
Stall scenes.
And I spent a lot of time there, so I can record from inside.
Yeah, we'll talk about that.
So I'm sitting there, I got my Vans on, I'm a Vans guy, so I've got my Vans shoes on, and I'm listening to music, like, I have one headphone in, and all of a sudden there's a pounding on the stall, and it scared the crap out of me.
Literally?
Yeah, literally.
Ew.
And so some guy starts yelling, "Hey, we got the same shoes on!" Like, there's a time when they say something like that, and that is not the time.
Nor the place.
It scared me. I wasn't expecting it. Like, I don't know. That's not something I would do.
It's not something any person with common sense would do. We said not as much banter, so we won't waste any more of your folks' time. So here's our wonderful interview with Alyssa and Jocelyn. Hope you enjoy.
Welcome back to the Infield Singles Podcast. We have a very special treat for you guys today. We are joined here in the BTS by two of the senior soccer ladies, Jocelyn Quirple and Alyssa Myfair. Happy to have them on. They seem to be happy to be on, so that's a good thing.
Surprisingly.
Ladies, how are you guys doing today? How's the season looking? I know you're excited for the year coming up. It seems like it's been a good start so far.
Well, thank you for having us. We are looking forward to this interview and just to the chance to talk about our season, what we're excited for in senior year, Of course, any senior is going to say it's going to be the best season yet, but that's pretty typical. How would you say about how things have started?
Yeah, I think we had a really good preseason of just getting to know our big freshman class coming in. We got a lot of time to just bond together as a team and get to know each other, and that has just shown in the way we interact and the way we joke around with each other and encourage each other and support each other, and it's just been a lot of fun so far.
It sounds like you guys had a big summer. I hear there was a missions trip that the team got to go on. So Jocelyn, you wanna tell us a little bit about that?
Absolutely. Our team spent about a week and a half in Costa Rica working with churches in mission. Our plan for going down there was mostly based around playing several high-ranked teams. We played University of Costa Rica to start and several division club teams. So we would play these teams and then afterwards have the chance to share the gospel and our testimonies with them. I would say for most of our players, the highlights, other than games, were we worked with several orphanages, a girls' home, had a chance to go back with them, just develop relationships to build into the missionary teams. And one of the biggest highlights was after playing the University of Costa Rica, our goalkeeper shared her testimony, and several of the girls got saved that afternoon. It's been wonderful to hear how they're flourishing, and that is the greatest way to use sports, in our opinion, and that's why we do what we do.
Yeah, that's awesome. Do you guys get to keep in contact with these players during the season? Or is there any way you guys, I don't know if you've been there more than once, or do you get to see them again, or how does that work?
So this is our first time there, and they are now in the church with the missionary, but we have all connected through social media, and even yesterday at our game, we were like Snapchatting the girls from University of Costa Rica, so that was fun.
Very cool. Are there any upcoming games that you guys are really looking forward to? How are things looking for the season, for the conference?
Well, tomorrow we play Malone, and that's always been a big rivalry for us, and so we always want to bring our A game when we play Malone. It's just been a fun rivalry over the past couple years, and so we're really looking forward to tomorrow and just to get a chance to come out strong and to play well. So definitely Malone, always.
It'll be a tough game.
Yeah. Do things ever get pretty feisty out there? I mean, have you guys ever gotten any yellow cards, red cards? I saw there was a red card in the guys' game the other night. Are you guys pretty clean players, or do you ever get it dirty out there?
How many cards were there in the other game?
Saturday? Like, against Lewis?
Yeah.
In total, like, 5. I think our team only got 1 yellow card. So that was good. Yeah. So, have you ever gotten a yellow card?
When I was really young, but not on the college level, but we have some that'll go around.
Good.
It's all in good taste though. All
good.
In good taste.
I'm sure it is. Yeah. So Jocelyn, just for the people back home, we had a pretty interesting meeting in Washington D.C. the other, what was that, last Christmas?
Last Christmas.
Let's see. We've been here. This is our 4th year at Cedarville. I never met Jocelyn. I'd seen her around. I don't know who she is. And I was walking through the Bible Museum in D.C., and I see this kid standing there looking at the ceiling, and Jocelyn's brother was in our hall, and I didn't know him, but I'd seen him around before. And I thought, man, that kid looks a lot like that corporal guy. And I kept walking, and then we were in the gift shop, and I don't know what I was looking around. We were kind of killing time, and I hear this, like, banging on a window. And I'm just thinking to myself, like, okay, D.C. people are pretty weird. Like, that's probably just normal. And
that's
then,
a valid statement.
And then my dad's like, Tad. And he, like, points to the window, and there's just this crazy person waving her arms all over the place. And she's, like, pointing to my dad's hat because my dad was wearing a Cedarville hat. And I was like, oh, that's Jocelyn. And I saw her over there. And so then we left the gift shop. I went around. We talked to her for a little bit. Both of our families were there. We chatted for a bit, and we were talking about Cedarville, and then we were waiting in line, or there was a line of people waiting to get somewhere else, and some girl comes up and says, are you guys talking about Cedarville? Like, I don't mean to eavesdrop, but I'm a Cedarville grad.
And do you remember her, what her name was? She was a blonde girl.
She actually was from Resound Radio.
That's right, yes. And I remember she said that she was going to be speaking in chapel that semester, and she said not to skip chapel that day because she was going to be there.
Right.
And I know I definitely don't remember her in chapel, so I definitely think I must have skipped that day. So hopefully she's not listening to this. But yeah, I thought that was pretty interesting.
It's a small world.
Yeah, it's a real small world at the Bible Museum in Washington, D.C.
Absolutely.
Moving on here to some other random things. We talked about soccer a little bit. If you guys had to trust one teammate to make a penalty kick to win the NCAA tournament, who would it be?
I would say Cresslin Van Dyke. I think we're all probably in agreement on that. She is just a phenomenal player. She's confident. She's our captain. She leads us well. And when she walks up to take a PK, you just know, like, she's putting it in the side net every single time. So definitely Cresslin.
If you had to pick one player on your team to not take a penalty kick, who would you – I guess you don't have to answer that if that might
– You can say the goalie since she doesn't take penalty kicks very
often.
She
takes a pretty good PK, actually.
Oh,
I was going to say both of our goalies I would trust to take a PK. Usually they both have a tradition of when we practice PKs, they'll then take a PK on one another, and they both have great shots.
They practice shooting on each other to get reps in for goalkeeping, and so they both know what they're doing. So,
well, clearly we don't know anything about soccer, really. So if you guys were playing the guys' team, how would that go? Who do you think would win? Would you guys beat them?
Speaking of intense play and yellow cards, I think that we might actually be the more physical of the two.
Yeah. We can get feisty, so it might be a mix of them not wanting to hurt us and then us coming in being like, well, we're not going to hurt you, so I don't know.
During the spring, we will scrimmage in the field house, which is fun because then it's very open, like people just kind of jump in. It's always a blast because, like, the guys will also like help us with certain things, and
they really push us to become better, and they're just really kind, and they enjoy working together between the two programs when we play each other indoors, and we just help make each other better, which is really cool.
So it sounds like the guys are getting called out for being soft, so if any of you guys soccer players are listening, you might want to step it up next time you guys play.
So I'm looking here at your guys' schedule last year. Not to throw any salt in the wound, but I see you guys lost a heartbreaker to Ursuline last year in the tournament, it looks like. How are you guys going to bounce back this year? Are you, do you think you have a good chance of making a run in the tournament this year?
I think we always have a good chance of making a run in the tournament this year. That's the goal of playing a college sport, is to do well in the postseason, and so that's always what we're working towards. Obviously, Ursuline is definitely on our radar. They're another one of our rivalries. We have a little bit more history with Ursuline than Malone, and so we for sure want to play well against Ursuline, especially with that being our last game of the season and it going all the way to PKs, and it's never a way you want to lose a soccer game. So
I'd say for this year, when we're looking at our schedule and our season, a lot of us have just been hitting the let's make it a game-to-game mentality. Let's go into each and every one knowing it's going to be a battle. We have some great new teams in the conference, but we want to go in knowing, okay, this is the game in front of us, and we want to win. That is our purpose and our mission, and we could look down the schedule, but let's go game to game. I fully believe that we can be the hardest working team out there in the GMAC, and we'll see how things come together, and hopefully upset that fourth place preseason poll.
Is that a little chip on the shoulder, trying to beat that expectation?
I'd say it always is, yeah. And then there's a target on the teams that are seated above.
Sure, and that goes right along with the infield singles mantra, hard work, hustle. You know, it sounds like you guys are right in line with that, yeah. So we talked a little bit, or I talked a little bit about my meeting Jocelyn. So Alyssa, you kind of had a connection to our hall last year. Your younger brother, Philip, was in our hall. Did he have any, I don't know, funny stories or, like, people, anything interesting about the hall last year that he told you?
Well, he lives in Brock, so naturally with that, there's going to be some stories. I don't know how much he would want me to tell. I'm just kidding. But I did get to meet some of the people in his hall, which was really fun. It's always fun having a sibling here on campus, which I've had a brother or multiple brothers on campus every year that I've been here. And so that's just really fun to have siblings and to go to each other's games or to just have lunch with each other and do things on campus together is really fun. So,
are you guys familiar with the hit album Holly Jolly B3B Christmas?
I am very, very familiar with it.
That doesn't sound good necessarily.
We listened to it the whole way back from, not the whole way back, but we did listen to it a couple of times coming home from Christmas break. And I'd like to say there was a lot of talent on that CD.
The talent is as a word being used very loosely.
With quotation marks around it.
Yes, yes.
But it was fun to listen to. You guys put a lot of work into it, that's for sure. And you made a memory doing it. So.
What's your favorite song?
I mean, I think I'm partial to the song my brother did, which was My Little Drummer Boy. But I don't know, there are some other good ones, like the Hippopotamus song. All I Want for Christmas Is You. So the list is endless, really.
Yes, yes.
I think the real question is, what's coming out next?
Yeah, when's your...
Well, we have, a hot sauce hall was kind of discussed at one point. Like, each room will be a different kind of hot sauce you can sample. There was the idea of having, like, taking all the songs and making one big music video, which would be tough and hard to sell, but something. You know, we're not doing this just, you know, for kicks and giggles. There's got to be some angle, you know, there's got to be some...
It's a business mentality.
Yeah, that's kind of the way this hall
monetary
operates.
Monetary benefits.
He's right, that's right. Let's see, what was another one? Because we're a little salty we didn't win the contest last year, so... And another one was caricatures, like each room is like a different kind of like style of art, and so like you pick your style and you can get like a cheap little caricature done for a dollar.
Draw lots of stick
figures. Lots of stick figures and smiley faces.
I actually like that.
Yeah, so see, we'd at least sell two, maybe, but... All right, so this is a little kind of takes some random twists and turns here, but we have a speed round of sorts that we usually do with all three guests we've had to this point. So just kind of starting off light, I guess. Megalodon versus Godzilla, which one do you pick? Speed round.
Godzilla.
I was gonna say Godzilla.
That's
yeah,
you
gotta be
choice.
Out of the water.
Yeah, good. Last meal before you die.
Oh, like Chuck's Fruit Night.
Chuck's
Sometimes
Fruit Night.
Wait, that's a genius answer because you have to wait so long to get her food.
Ooh, that would prolong the...
You know, yeah.
That is genius.
It is one of the longest meals I've ever had.
good point.
It's true.
Alyssa, last meal.
Probably my mom's homemade mac and cheese. Mac and cheese from your mom.
Okay, what movie do you think would be 10 times better if it were made into a musical?
Tangled. Well, like...
Maybe more of a musical.
Yes,
kind of.
Like an official production musical.
The Avengers?
The Avengers.
You see the Hulk out there ripping some bass solo.
Yeah,
you know, they take Mary Poppins and like float her through the crowd. You just take like... the Hulk.
Okay, this one's kind of a tougher one. Okay, what is the funniest joke you know? If you don't have one, we have one kind of stored in our back pocket.
Are you cold?
No.
You're supposed to say.
Oh yeah, yes. I am. Yes, I am freezing.
You should go stand in that corner. It's roughly 90 degrees.
Oh, okay, that's good. That's good. Jocelyn, funniest joke?
I am not a funny person, and nothing is coming in my mind.
Okay,
well you can phone a friend here.
Okay, we have our our resident joke teller here.
All right. So why do Pop Rocks remind me of my dad? Just say why.
Why?
Because my pop rocks.
Such a dad joke.
That's kind of how we roll here. Pineapple pizza, yes or no?
Hawaiian pizza, yes. Just pineapple, no.
What's the difference?
Hawaiian pizza has ham on it.
Okay.
She's a meat lover. I say 100% Hawaiian pizza.
Really? Well, what about pineapple pizza?
Pineapple pizza, yeah.
100%. Interesting. Okay.
It's a moment where your doctor says interesting, and you're like, is that a good thing? I don't know.
All right, a six-year-old asks you if Santa is real. What do you say?
This is a moral dilemma.
It tells a lot about us.
See, we ask the tough questions here.
This is the journalism no one wants to do.
Yeah.
Are their parents there?
Ooh.
Can I play off of their parents?
Well, the six-year-old asks you, and then their parents all like look at, like all the parents just like look at you. Like the spotlight is on you as it is now.
That's cruel.
I think this is where you answer the question with a question. Like,
do you think Santa's
what do you
real?
Think?
You think Santa's real? Why do you think Santa's real?
Okay.
Well, if he was real, you'd want to be good, right?
Okay. There we go. Very, very strategic. Well done.
What's your major, Justin?
Education. Hey. So I've actually
so
had
you're gonna get
this
that
before.
Okay. A penguin walks through the door right now. Okay, a penguin walks through the door right now wearing a sombrero. What does he say, and why is he there?
This kind of stems, we've always wanted to get a penguin in our hall. Like, would that not be like a...
What's cooler than a pet penguin?
Yeah.
I mean, think, like, you're just chilling, like, you're doing homework or something, all of a sudden here comes the hall penguin, like, waddling in.
And, like, we all roll into chucks, and the penguin's just flopping behind
like
us.
Like, fish stick night, it's just,
yeah,
like,
we're
sitting
just
there.
Chucking him food, and he's grabbing it.
So your pet penguin walks in wearing a sombrero. Like, what's going on? What's he gonna say? Again, the tough question.
I only slept for 4 hours last night. That wasn't true.
Speed round. Move to the beat.
I'll move it up to you.
Anything works here.
Good thing we cut out the
time. Sorry.
Okay. A penguin walks in wearing a sombrero. What do you say? Like, other than, look at that penguin wearing a sombrero.
Say to the penguin,
yeah,
or
what,
just saying in general?
What's your just immediate reaction?
Immediate reaction? We actually got stuck on the bus until, like, what? I went to bed at, like, 3, and...
We got back at 2:30, so our reaction time's a little slow today.
So I don't even know if this is a dream.
So
like,
you started seeing penguins with sombreros on because it was so late, and you're kind of... Losing it, I thought that's what that was going
right.
On.
Yeah.
No,
I guess.
We'll take a hard
I'm
pass
sorry,
on that.
That was real rough.
That's the tough question. That's how we roll. All right. Are you more of a hunter or a gatherer?
In life?
Well, you know, like the Native Americans were hunters and gatherers. Pocahontas was probably she's probably a gatherer. What do you guys, John Smith, probably a hunter.
I don't know, Pocahontas is pretty fierce. She jumps off of waterfalls and stuff, so. I'd say I'm probably more of a hunter. Get out there, have no idea what to expect.
There we go.
Just do it.
Just do it. Go for the kill.
Just
in for the kill. Just do it.
All right, we got two hunters, it sounds like.
So. All right.
Okay.
Okay.
Good at the speed round.
No, I mean, these questions kind of aren't really good for a speed round.
Like,
also. What?
Would you be in line?
All right, here's a good. If you had to describe yourself using a Disney character, who would you be?
One time I took this quiz online and it said Captain Jack Sparrow.
Captain
and
Jack Sparrow.
I really don't know how I emulate that.
Okay.
I can see
I kind of see myself as maybe Elsa, just because she does her own thing sometimes, but she's also like super passionate about her family, and she cares a lot about the people around her, but she also like has her dreams and her visions,
and
she can shoot ice. She can build anything out of ice, and her dress looks amazing. So there's that too. Good answer.
All right. Well, that concludes our speed round. That was not very speedy, but that's all right.
Can we ask you a question?
Sure.
Preferably, yes.
Yeah.
If you are a fruit, like if your personality was summed up in a fruit, which fruit would it be and why? We ask this question on our team a lot, so I'm curious to see your answer.
Oh, man. Now I know what it's like to be in the speed round. I don't know. Maybe a pineapple? I got a prickly outside, but a sweet inside? I don't know.
I don't know why, but I'm going to say peach. Something to do. I don't know. Something to do with the juicy outside and the hard pit on the inside.
Wow. I would say I'm orange because I like the sun. I don't know. I'll go with the cantaloupe because you know, a lot of people don't always say, like, when they make a fruit salad, like, the cantaloupe's not the first option, but, you know, no one's ever disappointed when they end up with the cantaloupe, so.
Oh, I don't know.
You've had the longest time.
I know. Probably a watermelon. I just really like watermelon. That's right. About the only reason why. All
right. Do you have any other questions you're dying to ask the infield singles?
Would you rather die by fire or water?
Oh, my gosh.
Oh. Water.
Why water, Chase?
Oh. Have you ever been burned? It's awful.
Have you ever drowned?
No, but it can't be worse than being burned.
I don't know. That's a tough one.
Sorry about yourself.
That's all right.
Water. Consensus water.
Yeah.
Sure.
All right. Also, if you, you'll be on fire for a while, and if you drown, you'll, like, pass out pretty quickly.
That's true.
Oh, who all have you had on already?
So we've had Hayden James, Cedarville golfer.
Yes.
We've had Carter Ames, also Cedarville golfer.
Yep.
Carter Stones Ames, as he is now referred to.
Yeah. He passed the kidney stone. Or he's in the process. So
yeah.
That's why we had him on.
Oh, Carter.
Yeah. So he's a trooper. And then we had Zach Williams, who is an athletic trainer. He's in our hall. Do you guys know Zach?
Yes. He was in my anatomy lab freshman year, so.
I'm sure that was quite the experience.
Love Zach.
And then we had Micah Pullins last week. Super cool dude. But, yeah. So you guys are the fourth episode.
We feel honored.
Hey, we've
following a great group of guys.
That's right. The pleasure is all ours.
Next weekend, we will play Ursuline on Saturday. We love all the support that we can get. Super fun, super exciting. That's something we've both, like, seen grow since we've gotten here. I feel like the fan base.
Yeah.
So that's huge.
How much does it help to play in front of a big crowd and nobody in the stands other than your parents?
So much. It's really fun when you're playing and you hear people just cheering you on or making fun of the other team with respect or just, you know, diving into the environment and making it fun. It really does help a lot with energy on the field and morale. So.
Yeah, so everyone out there listening, head on over to the soccer field. That'll be tomorrow night, the 15th of September, and go watch the girls play, watch the guys play, support your Yellow Jackets. It was great to have you guys on today. Thank you very much for coming on. We hope you enjoyed yourselves. We had a good time.
Thank you, guys. Honor is all ours.
So keep tuning in for more infield singles. And as always, tee it high and let it fly.